Hello, this is Kevin from Scenic City Solar. We're going to talk today on the Scenic City Solar Radio Show. Please hang in there, folks. It's our first try at this. We're going to have a lot of fun. Today, we're going to be talking with Ray. Ray is the solar guru for Scenic City Solar.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome. So today, we're going to talk about the basics of solar. So anybody who's interested in solar, we should have a good time talking about what it is. So Ray, what are the essential parts of solar that we need to know about?
Right on. That's a good question. There's a lot with solar. Here in the Chattanooga Valley, TVA Valley, there is a lot of growing solar. There's a lot of questions about solar. There's a lot of misconceptions about solar. To start on the easy level with solar from the roof down, there are solar panels, solar-specific wire, solar mounting, solar rails, down to a solar inverter. Usually it's a specific inverter. Some people think they can put an inverter from, say, your car up there, but it has to be a DC to AC inverter. Sometimes even on the solar panels, there's optimizers, substring optimizers, micro inverters. Then that usually goes to disconnects with AC power. And then from those disconnects, we'll either go to a meter or your main panel. You can throw batteries in it and everything. So that is a lot of componentry, but we can go ahead and start with some questions real quick on the specifics of each part starting at the roof.
Absolutely. That does sound like there's a whole lot of different items, and I don't know what all those things are. So tell me about solar panels. What is it? How does it work?
So there are a lot of flavors of solar panels now. Okay. They have frameless solar panels, flexible solar panels, monocrystalline, which is one solid piece of crystal. Then they have polycrystalline, which is, if you think of a particle board, that's how they do it. It's a lot of shavings. It's kind of the older school solar panels. They are bought and sold based off of their wattage output. Okay, each solar panel has different voltages, different amperages, different wattages. They come in silver or mil color, or they come in black frame. They can come without a white mat. They can be transparent. There's a lot that goes with it, and it's usually dependent on the homeowner or business owner on what flavor they want as far as a color schematic. As far as the designer and installer, that's usually where they decide what wattage and voltage so that it can match the next component, which would be the inverter.
Cool. So there's different colors of panels that I could put on my roof so it would like look good and not like stand out a lot.
Right, right. Some people want other people to see their panels. Okay. So, and some people are like, you know, I don't want anybody to see those panels. Let's put them on the back of the house. That might be the north side. So we usually have to let them know, you know, south side is the better. Let's make it look aesthetically pleasing to you. Black on black panels, they're beautiful. You can get where they're really shiny glass, or they have a textured glass and they look more matte and hide. You can get the silver frame with bluer color fascia, or you can get the black monocrystalline with the silver. So it's usually buyer's choice. They all have different pros and cons to them. The goal is to get the most power and the most efficient panels.
Cool. So what would be the best way for me to figure out what kind of panels I should put on my house?
So what kind of panels to put on your house is, again, kind of a buyer's choice. So if you had a really nice home, say on Signal Mountain or Lookout Mountain or Ooltewah or, gosh, even downtown, there's a lot of nice houses all over, and you have a black roof, okay, black shingle roof or a black standing seam roof, I would say let's go with black on black panels. It's black frame, black mat. If you have a white TPO roof, that really doesn't matter at that point because nobody's going to see your panels unless they're doing a drone flyover. I'd say bang for the buck. Let's save a little bit of money on the aesthetics and put it into higher wattage panels. A big decision in what panels you use is usually the aesthetics, not so much. You can get two panels that look totally different but have the same wattage, same amperage, same voltage. Which one are you going to pick? It's depending on where you're going to put it.
Cool. So you're recommending the best thing that would be call in and talk to our sales, 423-600-9900. 9500 for Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500. We do have a sales staff on site that can come out and do a home visit and see how much power you actually need.
Yes, full power evaluation. See how much power you're using on a day-to-day basis. Show you exactly how much power a solar array can produce to offset your power. How much you might need to overproduce to store in a battery for outages. There's a whole evaluation that we can do within a good 30 minutes to an hour so that you're much more educated by the time we leave.
Awesome. That sounds good. So you just mentioned batteries. So how many panels do I actually need for my house? And then would I need more to charge a battery?
Yes. Depending on your end goal, that's what we would do in that evaluation is if you have a baseline of just a magic number, say a baseline of 2 kilowatt per hour that you're using in your home. Again, that number might not make sense to some people, but I try to use work and a bank. So $2 an hour is what it costs for you to live at home for your power bill. Now you have a solar array, which is your job, and it produces $10 an hour. You have now excess of $8 an hour that can go in your bank, your battery bank. Now, if you have 5 hours of good sun and you're able to store $8 an hour, you have $40 in that battery bank or 40 kilowatt hours in your battery bank. Now remember, you consume 2 per hour. Now you stored 40. You have 20 hours of off-grid power. It's almost that simple. People's power at home fluctuates greatly, though, during the day, depending on your job, your work habits, your family, fridge, freezer, AC units, all sorts of things can go into that. But we can pull your usage and build an outlook on how much power you use on a day-to-day basis and put that into our software, build a solar array to match it, and then show you how much you can offset.
That's awesome. I've never heard anybody talk about my power usage in dollars, so where's my $40?
Right. So with that, it's that's the easiest way to translate it for somebody is if you want to save money on your power, you have to drop your power. The only way to drop your power, there's a couple ways. Shut your whole power off at home when you leave in the morning, turn it back on at night, or get a solar array with a battery system possibly that stops or slows your meter while you're gone, and that saves you the money. It's a quantifiable amount of money.
Very cool. That's really neat. So like at night when there's no solar, the excess that we made during the day, that's going to be used by the battery, right?
Correct. It'll be distributed by the battery. So during the day, that extra $8 an hour that you're producing, so to speak, is now going into your battery bank. You've got 40 kilowatt hours of battery. So when the sun starts going down, your battery exchanges power with your solar. Solar goes away, battery kicks up. What that does is it continues to slow or stop your meter, which is what you're charged on. So depending on how big of a battery bank you have, you may be able to stop your meter 24/7.
Man, that'd be great. I know that would definitely take a lot of the TV power at night when I watch ESPN on TV. Instead, we're here with Scenic City Solar on Scenic City Solar Radio on ESPN.
423-600-9500, or you can go to www.scenicitysolar.com.
Again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar. We're talking today about the basics of solar. This is absolutely the beginnings. If you don't know anything about solar, this is the one that you want to hear. We're talking about solar panels to make electric, batteries to charge it, and save that electric to use later on in the day. But what other parts are there? You keep mentioning this like inverter thing. What does that do?
Yeah, so the inverter takes the power that's produced from either a battery, a solar panel, a wind turbine, a hydro system, anything that's DC that needs to be converted and inverted into AC power. So DC power is like your normal battery. It's either on or off. AC power is home power that modulates. The only way to get DC to turn into AC is to invert it. So you have your solar panels that get wired together. Sometimes they go to an optimizer. They'll usually go to a disconnect for a safety precaution, so you can always shut down your solar panels first. From there, it'll go to the inverter. What the inverter does is it modulates the power that's coming in from the DC components and turns it into AC power. Without getting into the deep theory of electricity, it's something that runs on its own. You don't have to mess with it. So it'll output an AC power source depending on the inverter. Every inverter is different. There are about 100 manufacturers and 50 flavors each, from three-phase power, single-phase, or two-phase power, anywhere from 1 kilowatt of AC output to 250 kilowatt of AC output or greater.
Cool. That's really neat. So you mentioned a lot about wiring. I don't know anything. Do I need to know anything about the wiring and all that stuff? Or maybe you guys have somebody that's a professional installer?
Right. Here at Scenic City Solar, we do everything from design, sales, installation. We schedule the inspections. We process your USDA paperwork if you're a business. We do all the wiring, licensed electricians, approved through TVA, EPB, and all surrounding utilities in Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee. But to answer your question, the more you know about your system is always the better. What we try to do as Scenic City Solar of Chattanooga is make sure that every customer of ours has a full walkthrough of their system at the end, has 24-hour monitoring on their phone or computer so that they can watch their system at all times. We label all wiring in and out, all conduit in and out, and we make sure that you know in an emergency how to take care of your solar array, phone numbers to call, and things to look out for.
Cool. That sounds great. I don't know much about electric, and it would be great to have somebody that knows how to not only install it, but fix it and repair it. And I know we got somebody for that, too.
Right. We repair and fix every other solar company system in the region. We help out the utilities with any of their issues as well, from North Georgia EMC to EPB and all in between.
Awesome. I know you just mentioned a whole bunch of different areas and states. How much area does Scenic City Solar actually cover?
It's growing. We'll go from Knoxville to Huntsville, Nashville to Atlanta, and everywhere in between.
Man, that sounds great. I know we're running a little bit late on time. Is there anything else that we really need to know right up front on the basics of solar to get us started on what should we do to help prepare our home?
So the first thing you'd want to do is get a free evaluation from Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500 or www.sceniccitysolar.com. We'll come out, do a free evaluation. Solar is not for everybody. Okay, we'll come out, look at your power usage, look in and make sure that you actually have room for solar, go over the costs associated with solar, the lending, the tax credits, the benefits for your home and neighborhood, and then we'll help you decide conscientiously if solar makes sense, how much would a battery system work. For some people, they're looking for power for outage, and at the end of the day, a generator works. We also do generators. We try to stay away from the brown fuel, but we want to make sure that we have something for everybody. Solar sometimes works, sometimes just battery works, but we'll be there to make sure that we explain it all to you.
Fantastic. It's good to know that the Scenic City Solar does more than just solar, that there's all kinds of solutions for your energy needs that we can help reduce your carbon footprint. That's a big thing going on right now. But again, this is Kevin and Ray from Scenic City Solar. 423-600-9500. Also, you can check us out at sceniccitysolar.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today for our first episode, and tune in every Saturday here on ESPN Radio for the Scenic City Solar Radio Show.
Have a good day, y'all.